Have you ever had this experience? I must pray about this. I must pray about this. Then before you had a chance to pray, answer came already. You didn't have to pray. Well, that will happen more and more this year. That's why he said to me, this will happen more. And when you see that happen, give glory to Jesus. There's one reason why we're sharing this theme of the year and all that. So you see all these things happening, you'll give only one the glory. You won't give it to the one, the instrument that God used. You won't give to another person or whatever. You'll give the glory to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, let's go back to the servant. So before he had finished speaking, behold, Rebekah, and this is the family of Rebekah, she came out with her pitcher on her shoulder. So beautiful. They say that people like this, right, they have very straight backs, very good posture. They put it on their heads as well as they carry on their shoulder. And they walk like this. Let me try. Amen. Okay, don't tell anybody, okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. This vision will be kept secret. So, the right time, okay, she came up. Now, watch this, okay? Now, the young woman was very beautiful to behold. I check out the Hebrew. It says, beautiful, me'od. Me'od means very beautiful. Why did God put this for us? Why? God is telling us, whether it's a life partner or whatever, when you ask God, when you pray and look to God, God will give you the best. He'll give you the best. It's a deal or whatever it is, whether it's an encounter. Don't forget, many of these right moments and right timing, listen carefully, many of them happening this year will be you meeting someone that turns out to be someone who needs Jesus. Don't forget, that's the right timing, right place, not just for you, for that person. And if God uses you like this, let me tell you this, you are very blessed. You know why? He trusts you. Of all the people, of all the daughters that can come out, God brought Rebekah out. Amen. Rebekah, if she knows it later on, she'll be so blessed, feeling so, you know, so special, isn't it? And if God lets you meet that old colleague, that classmate, He trusts you. Don't let that opportunity go by. Remember just now we read Galatians 6 real fast. It says what? In due season we shall reap, right? The next verse says, as we have opportunity. You know what's the word opportunity? Kairos also. So the emphasis here is on Kairos. As long as we have Kairos, let us do good to all. Now here, the first part refers to humanity as a whole, all right? Community work, blessing the poor, the less fortunate, but especially those who are of the household of faith. So doing our kairos is not about me, myself, us, my family. It's about being a blessing. Nothing, don't forget, the first mention of kara, when Abraham's servant prayed, give me kara, is all about Jesus and the church. You cannot have kara or success outside the church. The first occurrence of kara and success happened, all right, in this chapter. Which means what? God doesn't see any success. You can see you accomplished that and all that. Nothing to God is of any value except what is in the church. His church. His one day, the church today is peripheral to the world. The world is focused on the world and the church is peripheral. One day, the world is peripheral to the church when Jesus comes again. All of a sudden, everything is about Jesus and His church. And church is not a building. It is people that are saved, redeemed, call out once. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me so far? All right, so he said, let the girl that come out be the one that will say, I'll give you drink. And then she looked at her, his 10 camels, and say, I'll feed them all also. I'll give them all drink. Now, I made a study. One pitcher, average pitcher, can carry 3 gallons of water, which is 11 point something, 3 over liters. One camel, not 10, one camel can drink. Minimum, a lot, you can drink a lot, like even 50 over gallons in a few minutes. But let's go minimum. Minimum, 30 gallons, which is 113 liters. 10 camels. She says, I'll water them all. Right? It's 1,113 liters. Now, you work out the math. How much she went back and forth, back and forth. This girl is not just very beautiful. She's amazing. Her character. She's the extra mile girl. And she's fit. Muscles. Amen. She works out to carry 3 gallons and then to run back and forth and to again, you know, you get some more, the water. It's not easy. Camels. She said that, you read carefully, until they finish drinking. Camels don't seem to finish drinking one. Right? It's amazing. You work out the math. And this is the kind of girl he prayed for. And guess what? All the daughters didn't come out. Only one came out. And she fit exactly what he said. So much so that he said this. He was wondering. Drop down. And the servant ran. And she met all the criteria. See, I will draw water, she said, for your camels also until they have finished drinking. It's one thing. I give them some. The rest, all okay. You take care. Until they have finished drinking. All right? Drop down. Verse 20. All right? And she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back. See, ran back. It's all running. This girl, she believes in running. She is a fit girl, you know, running folks. Some girls are just pretty but cannot run. Cannot carry. Amen? Bro, you're in trouble. You look at your wife. And the man, wondering at her, remained silent so as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Now, stop. What did he ask God for? Success. What is the Hebrew word? Kara. Right? Now, I'm going to close with this, okay? He was wondering whether the Lord made his journey prosperous or not. The word prosperous is the word saleak. Another Hebrew word. By the way, this I cannot finish everything, you know. You see my heart, I want to pour out and pour out. Then you all make me sing some more. So, you know, the time is passing and I need to dismiss you all. So this is only part one. Part two next week. Okay? Okay. Watch this. The word saleak. Why is this word important? It's the first time it appears in the Bible. This is the same word saleak, prosperity or prosperous. The same word used Joshua 1:8. Meditate on my word. You'll make your way prosperous. Saleak. This is the first occurrence. Remember Psalms 1? Meditate in his law, though he meditate day and night. Whatever he does shall prosper. Saleak. And this is the first occurrence. So there must be something there for us to learn. Again, it's this. We learn this. Saleak, prosperous. First mention of it has got to do Christ and the church. In the chapter about Christ and the church, has got to do with it right happening. And only God can do that for us. There's a word used for the world out there use it. In fact, it was only invented in the 1700s by an Englishman from a fairy tale. And the word there that describes kara, right happening, the world out there calls it serendipity. Now, what is serendipity? I'm going to give you a definition from the dictionary, okay? Serendipity is an aptitude for making desirable discoveries by accident. Good fortune. The world calls it luck. You didn't plan that day to meet your life partner. You just went because your friend told you to go somewhere and all that, and then you bump into your life partner. Here today, you are married. You thought it was a chance happening. God arranged your steps. I see husbands and wives looking at each other. Actually, you don't have to wait for this year. You've been experiencing it already. But this year, it'll be more pronounced, more consistent, so that you give glory to God when it happens. And please write to us as well. We'd like to hear the testimonies. Amen. Even for your health, the Lord allow you to hear something, see something, all right, at the right time. Amen? So in other words, they don't look for it. For example, seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things you desire. And those are material, physical things as well. It just got through telling us, shall be added to you. You're not running after them. You're running after the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things are added to you. That's serendipity. You're pursuing something and then you chance upon something fortunate, something good. Do you know that a lot of scientific discoveries, even medicine and all that, I can share a long list of it. Like for example, penicillin. It's all a serendipitous discovery. For example, penicillin that kills bacteria. Alexander Fleming, and he's a Presbyterian Christian, by the way, he himself said it's God who was involved in this experiment because he left a petri dish full of bacteria overnight. Forgot to clear it. He just kept it one side. He left it by accident, he says. Accident. Next morning, he got up. There was a growth that stopped and killed the bacterial growth. That's how they discovered penicillin. Until today, it still kills bacteria, saves many lives. And Alexander Fleming, that scientist, that's that Presbyterian Christian, he says it was God that caused all that to happen. Another guy, his name is Fry, in more recent times, in the 1980s, he was in the choir. Again, all these things, you know, in the church, amazing what God can do, right? He was actually trying to write down his notes, and his notes are falling all over the place. And he was thinking, is there a better way to have my notes stick on somewhere? And straight away, he got the idea. He was working for 3M. Post-it notes. He's a Christian, serving God in the choir, singing. And it started with the choir notes falling all over the place. And he has a friend in 3M that produced an adhesive, like a glue, but not very strong. So the friend put it aside, not very strong. But actually, it's a perfect one for the post-it. It cannot be too strong. And that was the 1980s. Serendipity. Not looking for it, good things happen. The discovery of America by Christopher Columbus in October 1492. He actually went on this journey, this expedition, to discover new lands, not America. For them, the West America is a place where you go far enough, you will fall. They believe the land was flat. But he reads his Bible. He's a Catholic, but he reads his Bible a lot. And he also wanted, besides trying to get exotic riches in different lands and spices and silk and all that during that time for his country, for his emperor, he actually wanted to share the good news also. And for the first time, he went in a way, his men actually nearly, there was nearly a mutiny on board and all that. But he really felt like he needed to go to his way. And many of them thought they would fall. And that's how America was discovered. Coca-Cola was found serendipitously. All right? The guy was creating something for the stomach, you know, for digestion, to help people. You know, it's really like a cough syrup. But a lot of people who drank it like it. Coca-Cola. No advertisement. Pepsi also good. All right? Okay. So, serendipity. That's the word they use out there in the world. But for us, God makes serendipity happen to us. Right time, right place.